The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad that you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush. I'm a Score mentor and one of the co-hosts on Biz Talk, joined this morning by Randy Melzer, the other co-host. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. You were just mentioning it's a little different than it was last week.
It is.
We're not talking. Nobody's talking about going to play golf this afternoon.
I have to wait a couple weeks,
I think.
Yep. The Biz Talk program is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter. We're very happy to do that. We've been bringing this program to you since about 2002. And if you'd like to listen to some previous shows, you can do that at our website, biztalkwithscore.com. We have a very good show for you this morning. We're going to be talking about lending, how do business owners borrow money. And in the studio this morning with us is Dylan Easterling, the Vice President of Business Development for the Byline Bank. Good morning, Dylan. Welcome to our show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what's your background, and tell us about the Byline Bank. It was a recent merger and so on.
That's correct, yeah. I actually grew up in Green Bay area, so I've lived in northeast Wisconsin pretty much my whole life. Right out of college, I got into banking and kind of worked my way through the credit analyst area, which is a very common road from
very
there.
Very important,
through,
too.
Correct, yeah, to understand kind of behind the scenes and how that works and how deals get approved. But after that, then got into a lending role, and I've really been doing that ever since. So I've got approximately 10, 12 years of experience in banking and, mm-hmm. and lending specifically.
And the bank Byline used to be Ridgestone Bank, and now it's Byline Bank. Tell us a little bit about that merger, and what will that mean to your customers and to our community?
Sure. Yeah. When I came on board, it was a couple of years ago, it was Ridgestone Bank. And the model, we're really a specialist within the banking area, focusing on strictly SBA loans and some USDA loans as well. Those are a little bit less common, but SBA is the focus. Late last year, we were actually purchased by Byline Bank out of Chicago. And they were more of a number of branches in Chicago, more of a retail presence, which is more, you know, auto loans, home loans, things like that, customer deposits. And so we were doing the SBA thing, and they were doing kind of the more traditional banking thing. Mm-hmm. So we got together, they purchased us, and so far it's been a good fit. And really from my standpoint, again, I'm a specialist with the SBA loans, so really my role, you know, day-to-day has not changed with the merger.
And as far as the services that you offer, have they changed or are they still the same that you were working with?
I would say they're virtually identical. Again, my focus is on the SBA 7A side, but really my boss, all my contacts have all carried over. When I look to, you know, get a deal approved, you know, get decisions made, it's virtually seamless at the new bank. So it's been a good transition.
But you're not really working with a, quote, standard typical type of branch up here?
That's correct. I'm really off on my own up here. I have a small office in Kaukauna, but we certainly, I don't have the ability to take deposits or handle cash or anything like that. It's really just I'm meeting with people kind of throughout northeast Wisconsin.
Okay.
If you have a question for Dylan this morning about borrowing money at a bank, and we're going to be talking a lot about SBA programs this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Dylan, tell us a little bit about the SBA program, Small Business Administration. Well, how does that work?
Okay, yes, it's a government program. So it's a program that's out there really nationally. And so we're just a bank that focuses on that. And really the goal of SBA is first and foremost, it's job creation. So when we look at a loan, you know, whether that's a startup or possibly a debt refinance, an acquisition, that's one thing that they're always monitoring is job creation being a critical factor. But really, the goal of it is to, you know, take a deal where maybe a conventional bank, you know, ones you hear more notably, you know, they may not be able to get comfortable with the risk of a certain deal. So then an SBA lender like ourselves can take a look at it. So quite often we refinance or finance startups, acquisitions, deals of that nature, and that can be kind of perceived as a higher risk level than other banks may look at.
And in the SBA program, there are different types of lenders. There's the PLP, CLP, and the traditional SBA lender. You're a PLP lender. What does that mean?
That's correct. So that means that we do enough volume in a given year where we know the procedure a little bit more thorough. We just have the ability to actually approve and basically approve the deals in-house instead of having to go out to a national SBA office and seek their approval. So a customer can come in. We know the rules. We can guide them through the whole process and close the loan without getting a secondary approval from SBA, which actually cuts down on the time frame a little bit.
When we're talking about that, as far as the actual lender itself, the SBA is not the lender in most cases. You are, correct? And how does that work?
Yes. So we're actually the ones extending the funds. The program works where actually a fee is paid by the borrower, and the SBA actually provides a guarantee to help support the loan. So quite simply put is you pay a fee, the SBA provides that guarantee, and it really helps the bank get a little bit more comfortable with the risk involved.
And the fee is paid to the SBA. It's called a guarantee fee, but the bank does not get any part of that.
That's
help makes the SBA program sustainable as a national organization.
Exactly. Yep. That fee is paid directly, you know, to SBA, and it really is a metric of, you know, we have a calculator where depending on the loan amount, right, it generates the specific fee. So it's basically the same for everyone. It's a level playing field for as far as the fee
and
goes.
And that fee and some of the other fees can be taken out of loan proceeds. It doesn't have to be cash on hand.
Correct.
That's important for cash flow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because that is the real focus with the program is that we want to ease the cash flow. So when it comes to even third-party fees like appraisals, business valuations, title work, things like that, and including the SBA fee, those are all items that can be incorporated into the loan so it's not an out-of-pocket cost.
You mentioned easing the cash flow, Dylan. One of the advantages to SBA lending is a longer amortization. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. That's one of the highlights of the program is that SBA will allow for a more generous amortization and loan term when looking at a deal. So, for example, if you're acquiring a business that may not have a lot of assets or assets are considered more short-term that may, you know, kind of depreciate on a more rapid rate, the SBA is still very typical, comfortable doing a 10-year deal, which most banks may be looking at a 3- or 5-year deal. So that's something that's going to ease the cash flow. And then to take it a step further, if there's a longer-term fixed asset involved, like real estate, for example, they can often go as far as 25 years. So that really differentiates between what a conventional lender can typically do.
It sounds like a lot of this would be directed toward or be a very positive thing for the startup businesses, for small businesses. Is that one of your primary focuses?
Yeah, very much so, yeah, because someone may come to us and, you know, let's say it's a deal where, you know, their all-in need is $500,000. Well, we may be able to get them into the business where there's a collateral shortfall, where they have a limited amount of cash down to put into the deal, but if they're the right person, good personal credit, you know, well experienced, and they have a nice plan, good detail, organized person, then we can oftentimes get them into that business where it may not be a good fit for a conventional lender. So that's one way that the SBA really comes into play.
Great.
Dylan, you mentioned a couple times collateral, and it's really important that a lender have collateral because that's like plan B to pay back their loan.
Correct.
If cash flow doesn't pay it back. But the SBA has a very interesting, I think it's a regulation in the standard operating procedure, their SOP. They're not allowed to turn a loan down because of a lack of collateral. The borrower has to put everything they have into it, and if it still comes up short, the SBA can't use that as a reason to turn a loan down. Is that correct?
That is correct. I would say 9 times out of 10, when we look at a deal, there's probably a collateral shortfall. And what the requirement is that we, again, are required to take really everything that's available, but you're correct. If we take a lien on the business assets and maybe a junior mortgage on the person's home, if we're still showing a significant shortfall, usually it's something that we can't do much about and we don't put a lot of focus on it. We're focused more on the cash flow of the deal. Mm-hmm. So that's a real nice perk of the program. So
let's talk about where this is all leading, because the SBA is a great program for the reasons we've talked about already. But if a business does go bad, from the lender's point of view, there's a guarantee on that loan. You referred to that earlier. Is that like 75 or 85%?
Yes, I would say there are a couple different layers within the program. For example, there's one where it can go up to 90% if they do a lot of exporting. That's one thing the SBA is really trying to push, is to get that exporting component. But the majority of the time, you're looking at a 75% guarantee. So that's really the standard number.
Then if a business owes the bank $500,000 on a loan, 25% or 125 would be unguaranteed, and the bank would be receiving a check from the government for 375 if the business should fail. But that doesn't mean the business owner's off the hook.
Correct. Yeah, every deal will require anyone that's a 20% or more owner is required to provide an unlimited guarantee. Of course, it's something we hope we don't have to dig into in the future, but it does happen. Okay. And so, yes, someone is ultimately on the hook for it. But usually what we try to do is work together with them to, sell the business or liquidate most efficiently. The last thing we want to do is go after someone individually, Correct. But it does happen.
Okay. Dylan, real quickly, if someone needs more information as we go along, how do they get in contact with you?
Yes, go to the website, bylinebank.com, and there's locations. And if you can find the Green Bay, Appleton, Northeast Wisconsin link, you'll find all my info, email address, phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Byline is spelled B-Y-L-I-N-E.
Correct.
Byline Bank.
Okay. You want to give us that phone number if you have it?
Sure. It's 920-221-6775.
Okay, with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Dylan Easterling, Vice President of Business Development at Byline Bank, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
This is Bruce Lammers, President of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Our guest is Dylan Easterling, Vice President of Business Development at Byline Bank, and we've been talking about the SBA loan programs and how to apply for one of those loans. And before we get back to Dylan, we'd like to tell you just a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is called the Fox City SCORE chapter. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber building. We're not owned by the Chamber. They've just been a great landlord, and we've been a very appreciative guest. And our market area goes from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We cover 8 counties. We have about 53 mentors in our chapter, folks who want to help business owners succeed, folks who have been in business or are in business and have learned some pretty good lessons and want to pay it forward and help entrepreneurs achieve the goals that they've set for themselves. Our SCORE chapter offers free and confidential mentoring to anyone who would like to consider starting a business or anyone who's in business. And you can request that mentoring by going to our website at foxcities.score.org. Click on the mentoring request button, fill out the application. Be sure to articulate the need you have, and then Marnie, our assistant at the office, will assign you to a mentor with that skill set. We have mentors with skill sets ranging from marketing to HR to banking, cash flow, accounting, legal, workflow, production. If you have some questions about your business and you're looking for some assistance, remember you can reach us at SCORE at foxcities.score.org, and SCORE is for the life of your business, not just one meeting.
And Tony, just to reinforce, too, that all of our mentoring services are free so that you can come in and we work with you, and you said for the life, we not just one thing, but we'll be happy to sit down right. And go as often as we need to with you.
And we're 41 years old this year, so we're happy to be around the Valley, and we're probably in the third or fourth generation of SCORE volunteers, and we hope there'll be a lot more in the future. And if you're interested in being a SCORE volunteer, a mentor, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org, hit the volunteer button, and you can start that process.
Okay.
Well, Dylan, we've been talking a little bit about your bank and your background and SBA lending and the small business community. Let's talk about where the rubber meets the road now. And the business owner wants to come to talk to Dylan about a business loan for their business. What do you expect that they would be prepared for? How should they prepare to come and visit you for that meeting?
I think a lot of it centers around the business plan. So we'll take a startup, for example. If you start up a restaurant in town, there's really no stone that's unturned. I mean, we need a detailed plan, which could include, you know, a resume, projections of what you think you can do, starting off and in future years. It'll include, you know, personal financial statements, tax returns, items like that. I think that's a very good start. So, I mean, we can oftentimes work a lot better with someone that's a little bit, more prepared, you know, with those items. For example, if they start off with you guys at SCORE and generate those items, business plans, things like that, those are items that we are going to request. Sometimes people come to us a little bit early. Sometimes they do come to us with that full slate of items. Naturally, there'll be a couple of additional things like SBA-specific forms that we'll need them to fill out. But if they can start off with that basic set of information and be prepared to talk about it, have an open discussion, at that point, then I can kind of lead them the rest of the way.
And probably, would it be fair to say that business plan and all of its components, like the description of the business and management and the market and financial projections, like you indicated, it's all intended to demonstrate to themselves and to you that there's a cash flow that can pay that loan back? That's the key, isn't it?
It really centers around cash flow. You're correct. That's something that's going to get the most focus, the most scrutiny, is really understanding, you know, what can you generate? You know, what are, you know, even a conservative level of expenses? And we'll put that to the test, too. We don't just take it, you know, word for word. We'll, apply some percentages to it, kind of look at a worst-case scenario. And naturally, that's what a bank likes to do. So we really put it to the test. There'll be follow-up questions. I promise, and every time I meet with someone, and go through that process. I learn something, and they'll certainly learn something, too, about maybe something they didn't think of or overlooked. Maybe there was a loan that we did that we could apply the same principles to the loan that we're looking at currently. So it's always a learning curve, but if we work through it together, then that gives it a much higher likelihood of materializing.
Okay, and if somebody would be turned down at the time of the loan and so on, they do get from you information exactly what the reasons for what was, and then possible suggestions on how they could improve their presentations and so on?
Exactly. I really don't like telling people no. I think at a bare minimum, I can give them some guidance as to what, you know, maybe again, it's working with SCORE. Maybe it's not exactly our specialty within the SBA program. There's other lenders that we know, other referral sources we can use. And we just really try to find, you know, the best fit for them going forward.
I would keep saying, you know, don't say no, say SCORE to all the financials out there. So that's what we're there to help with. Great.
I always suggest that when I send clients over to the lending institutions, whether it's a restaurant or a machine shop or whatever it might be, remember that the lender has other loans in their portfolio in that same type of industry. So they see, without disclosing any confidential information, what the parameters are. And the business owner could learn from that.
Exactly. I think it's very likely that I've seen a loan within that industry, or I certainly have other lenders in other markets, underwriters, managers that have much more experience than I do that I can always use as a resource, or that it's a question they might ask me that I can then ask the person applying for the loan.
And then one last comment before our next break is the business owner can go into the lender and request financing, but there's a lot of negotiating that goes on. And the better, the stronger the cash flow of that business plan, probably the better they can negotiate.
Exactly. It really centers around risk. That's the whole, that's the word that encompasses everything. And if we can, if you check all the boxes with you're the right person, good credit, you know, all the things down the line, cash flow, collateral, that's going to lead to a favorable deal that's a little bit easier to get approved and quicker to close.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Dylan. We're going to take our next break right now. That was a short segment, but we'll be coming back for a longer segment right after this break. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to our next segment here with Dylan Easterling, Vice President of Business Development at Byline Bank. You're listening to BizTalk, brought to you each weekend by the Fox City SCORE chapter. In the last segment, I mentioned some of the benefits of using SCORE as a mentor to help you succeed in business. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring we provide, SCORE also does a number of seminars. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. First of all, the bad news. We had scheduled the Starting Your Business Simple Steps program to begin as of March 1st for 5 weeks. Because of a lack of people calling in and registering for it, we were forced to cancel that program. So if you were thinking of attending the Simple Steps for Starting Your Business program, it will be coming back up again. I don't have an exact date, but it'll be sometime later in the year. But for this particular go-around, we are going to cancel it. It was scheduled to start as of Wednesday morning. That will be canceled, and we hope to get back to you on that one.
And those folks who did register and since the program won't be taking place, perhaps they could go to our foxcities.score.org website and request a mentoring session,
right,
and ask their questions of a SCORE mentor.
Absolutely. Get a mentor. And also there are webinars and other parts of the Simple Steps program available on the SCORE foxcities.org website, or they can link to that through our foxcities.score.org. So if you are still looking for that material, those kinds of things, it is available to you in additional ways, so please. Now, the good news is that we're starting to really get into the swing of some other programs that we have on schedule. I'll have to go through those real quickly. The first one coming up was we're working with a partnership with the Fox West Chamber and also with the Village of Hortonville coming up on April the 12th. We're going to have a program called Take Your Business to the Next Step. It's going to be a panel of experts, including yourself, Tony, also Kevin Eisman, Amy Peach from the Fox Valley Technical College. We're also going to have Lisa
Pekila.
Pekila. Yeah, from Coalesce. And then Lance Schmidt from the Wolf River Community Bank. So they'll be all there to answer questions on what you need to do to move your business ahead to get to that next stage. That program is going to be on April the 11th. It's going to be at 7:30 a.m. at the Hortonville Community Room.
April 12th. I think you said 11.
I blew it again. Okay, let's try it one more time. April 12th, 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. It's slow down, Randy. We'll get it right yet. Okay, and that program, as I said, is in Hortonville at the Community Center.
Right.
So you can register on our site or also through theirs.
Mm-hmm.
The next program coming up is for those of you who are really interested in email and social media. That event is coming up on April the 25th. It is going to be held here in Appleton at 4 p.m. It's going to be held at the Appleton Public Library. You'll be able to learn how to use social media, how to use your website and improve your situation to help you grow your business. And again, this is going to be a free event. So it's going to be called Grow Your Business with Email and Social Media, held at the Appleton Public Library. April 25th at 4 p.m. starting. So that'll be up coming up. And then lastly, we have another program coming up with SCORE, and that is going to be which business structure is best for you. It's one of the most asked questions is, should I be an LLC? Am I a sole proprietorship, an S-Corp, or all of those types of things? We have two excellent presenters on that program. Sarah DeBruin from the Legal Business Edge is going to be talking about that, as well as Kurt Haling, CPAs from Alberts and Haling CPAs. Both of those areas are very important in making that decision. So they will help you take a look at what decisions are there, what the options are, and why you should look at them. That one is going to be coming up on May 4th. It is going to be held at the SCORE office, which is located in the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce building at 125 North Superior Street. The program will be at 3:30 in the afternoon starting. And again, for this and all the other programs, remind you, please go out to foxcities.score.org to register. There's plenty of openings on them right now, so please get in, register. The earlier you register, the more we know for sure we're going to be able to have the programs, because we do have, you have to have enough people to make it go. And also we have to make sure we got enough room for everybody who registers. So again, please think about that. Last program I want to talk about is coming up, and this is a big one that we have had last year, and we're going to be doing again this year. That program is coming up on May 3rd. It is going to be our Small Business Week special recognition program. It's going to be held out at the Bridgewood Hotel and Convention Center. Remind you of that. Again, the details on that are going to be set up, but the program is going to be in the evening. It'll be a reception and presentation of awards to small businesses in the area, also recognition of the partnerships we have with four of the chambers here in the area, Fox Cities, Fox West, Heart of the Valley, and also the Oshkosh Chamber are all going to be partnering with us. It is going to be open to the public, and again, remind you, go out to foxcities.score.org to take a look at the information about that. It'll be coming up. Should be a big party. We have a lot of had a lot of fun last year, and this should be a very good one also.
And there's no charge to attend.
That is a freebie.
Yep.
You do need to register. We would ask, please get out. And,
we need to know how many mouths to feed.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Thanks, Randy. There's a lot going on at SCORE. Keep abreast of everything at foxcities.score.org. Dylan, let's talk a little bit about the SBA programs. When I was a business lender, I was an SBA lender, and I love the SBA program. And today, I still recommend SBA to all the clients I work with. Consider the SBA program. And why do I do that? Because there are benefits to the program. Talk to us a little bit about the benefits of the SBA lending programs.
Sure. I think the one I'd highlight the most is probably the cash flow benefits and the term amortization benefits. So when the SBA makes a loan through the 7(a) program, it's a long-term commitment. So for example, with a business acquisition, you know, if it's a 10-year loan, it's a 10-year commitment. So you don't have to worry about a shorter-term commitment where if you have a soft year or a soft quarter and you have a renewal coming up on one of your notes, you know, is the bank going to renew my note or not? Right. So it's a long-term commitment. Really, as long as you keep payments current, that's really the only thing that they monitor. So it really, once the loan is set up, it's very, you know, forgiving after that. You know, it's something that's very low maintenance. It's a commitment from the bank, and you know, the borrower can really rely on that to run their business.
One of the common uses of borrowed money is permanent working capital, and a bank might do a 3 to 5 year permanent working capital. How long can SBA go on that?
Yeah, we can actually go up to 10 years on that.
That's
so
huge.
Yep, absolutely. So again, back to an acquisition, again, we may be able to incorporate the actual purchase price of the business, some of the third-party costs, some permanent working capital, and we can kind of roll everything into one. And once the loan's closed, we can kind of drop that in the buckets appropriately. But sometimes that is, actually quite often, it is supplying some working capital just to make sure that the first couple months, you know, couple years are you know, where you have that cushion to work with so that you can get off to a good start.
If you have a question for Dylan, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150.
Dylan, yeah, to follow up with what you're just saying there, you know, we started out talking a little bit about startups and getting things going. What about refinancing? You're in business and you've got, you want to consolidate, you want to put some things together. Is SBA a thought there?
Absolutely. We work with quite a few companies as far as debt refinances. And the way that works is sometimes an existing company may get themselves in a situation where, you know, they work with one bank and then maybe they add a loan for equipment, or, you know, sometimes the loans and lines of credit can start to stack up a little bit. And actually in the current bank's defense, sometimes that existing bank, there's only so much they can do with it. Is they're not allowed to take their existing debt and stretch it out and allow for that relief. So that's where the SBA program can come in, is we can basically bundle everything together. And maybe that, you know, your current loans are on a pace to be paid back in, you know, maybe 5 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we can take it, bundle it, stretch it out 10, 15 years and allow that cash flow relief, which is sometimes critical to kind of keep the business moving.
Okay. Also, on that, are there size limitations that people should be aware of when they're looking for SBA help?
Yes. I mean, as far as the business itself is concerned, really the sales numbers can vary. I mean, it could be anything from maybe 100,000 up to multi-million dollar deal, but the constraints lie with the debt amount.
That's so what I was getting at, yeah.
With the program that we use, it's really a limit. I'll call it 5 million as far as debt goes. Sometimes we can go up to 5.5 million if it's manufacturing or a certain industry, but I would say 5 million is really the number.
Okay.
Is that total debt of the company or just the SBA debt that you would be doing?
Yes, so that's just the SBA debt. So there is, an opportunity where they could have some conventional bank debt, and we could do a $5 million SBA loan along with that. But the cumulative SBA loans could only be up to $5 million.
SBA programs are also good to help startup companies get going because they have no track record. A lot of lenders are leery about startup companies. Tell us about Byline's approach to startup companies.
Yes, we do quite a number of startups. It's a pretty sizable amount of our portfolio, so it's something that we certainly don't shy away from. And again, that's really what the SBA program is intended for. You know, it's job creation. It's kind of getting people in to that, you know, kind of taking that leap of faith and starting up a business. So again, we certainly don't shy away from that at all.
Mm-hmm. One of the other benefits to SBA lending is it helps the business owner deal with any economic slumps or bumps in the road, and they are always going to happen.
Correct.
It's just a matter of when. So when a business lender makes an SBA guaranteed loan, don't they have a little bit more flexibility to deal with that business situation if the business owner has a good solution to get around that problem because they have the guarantee on it?
Correct. Yep. And again, I go back to it is a long-term commitment. So, you know, it's not something where we can, you know, pull the rug out from under you if you've got a soft period. And there's actually a number of things you can do. You know, even if you make the loan and let's say you hit a couple bumps and cash flow is tightened back up, there's certainly things you can do as far as maybe introducing an interest-only period, a payment deferment, maybe even doing a subsequent SBA loan for working capital. There are a lot of things that we'll do to work with you, you know, so that it is more of a relationship thing. We certainly don't want to book a loan and then a year or two later, you know, not help you out if you're having a struggle.
Underlying all these benefits, though, is the responsibility of the business owner to know what's going on in their company and understanding their cash flow.
Correct. I mean, that is really one of the critical parts. I mean, running a business is very, you know, common among all industries. You know, there's kind of two components. I mean, you could know the actual craft. I mean, let's take a machine shop, for example. You might be able to to operate a machine, but can you run the business?
Right.
Can you you know, understand the numbers, what you should be charging, product costs, things like that. So those are, obviously, if you can have both, that's ideal because that allows you to kind of wear both hats and, you know, maybe go out on the floor and run a machine if you need to. But you can encounter a lot of problems if you don't understand the numbers and what goes into them.
Exactly right.
Excuse me there. I'm trying to get ready for a question there anyway. As we're talking, everything sounds really, really good about SBA. Are there some shortfalls or some things that SBA can't do?
There actually are some industries that that SBA deems as ineligible. The most common that we get is really any nonprofit company, right. Like a, you know, church is probably the best example where, again, for whatever reason, you know, kind of centered around the job creation, they do deem a couple industries ineligible. Another one that's very popular is investment properties. For example, if you own a you know, 4 or 6 unit strip mall and you just lease out to third party tenants, that's not an eligible item. So we do hit that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really my job to know though, but if you come to me to kind of know, you know, which loans we can do, what we can't do, and again, if it's something we can't do, I like to try to, you know, get you to someone that might be able to help.
And how do we reach you? What's your phone number? What's the website or email address?
The website is bylinebank.com, and again, if you go to that website and look through the locations, Northeast Wisconsin, Appleton, Green Bay, you'll find my name, contact information. My direct line is 920-221-6775, and email address is desterling@bylinebank.com.
Dylan, we've talked about some of the benefits, and there are some folks out there who just don't understand how beneficial SBA can be to them, and they have some misunderstandings. One of the ones misunderstandings I hear a lot about is all the paperwork and extra time it's going to take. Can you address that? Because you're a PLP lender, Byline Bank, that's what they do, and they've streamlined that.
Yes, we do so much volume a year that we are considered a preferred lender, and that really allows us to streamline the process. So instead of working with a bank that may do, you know, one or two a year, it may not know all the ins and outs or some of the pitfalls and eligible and ineligible type deals. You know, we're going to know the process a little bit more, and I'm going to be able to guide you through that a little bit much quicker. You know, start to finish, you know, from initial meeting to an actual closing, it can be about as short as, you know, two and a half months, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, of purchasing a business, starting up a business, that's really a relatively short amount of time.
It is. Another objection that I hear is, and we talked a little bit about it in one of the previous segments, was I don't want to deal with two lenders. I just want to deal with the bank. And I, you know, that government, that SBA is looking over his shoulder, my shoulder. I don't want to deal with two of them. They're really, the lender or the SBA never talks to the borrower.
Correct. It's our job as a preferred lender to take you through the entire process. And when you're borrowing funds, you're borrowing funds from our bank. We don't have to get a sign off from SBA. We don't have to wait for a check to come in from them. It's money from our bank. So really, you know, when you deal with me, I mean, it could be me, and then it's all people at Byline Bank that you're dealing with. So it's a one-stop deal.
Okay, so yeah, you don't have to worry about getting 16 letters from 15 different people.
Correct.
Good. Yeah. Okay. The SBA programs just continue to be very good programs for entrepreneurs. Even it doesn't even have to be a startup. You mentioned something earlier about stacking loans. They kind of accumulate. What business owners really want to try to do is, when they've been in business, they have a number of loans. Take a look at the loans on the balance sheet. And if you have three or four term loans for pieces of equipment or permanent working capital, talk about consolidating them into one loan with advancing some more money and re-amortizing the loan. Always taking the longer-term assets out long as you can, because is there a prepayment penalty on an SBA loan?
We actually do put them in if the commitment is 15 years or more. So that's something that you would commonly see. But it actually does. We have a restriction where we can only put in a prepayment penalty for a period of up to 3 years.
Yes.
So obviously, if there's anything 15 or 14 or less, there is no prepayment. 15 or more, there's a short one. So quite often we actually see where we may finance the startup or a debt refinance, but a couple, you know, it could be even as short as a year, 2 years, 3 years later, you know, they might be in a position where they could get conventional financing, and
right.
then at that point there's no penalty for right. leaving our bank and going elsewhere.
And the prepayment calculation starts at 20% of principal reduction or more, correct?
Correct. Yeah, there is some flexibility. So once you book the loan, there's always a little flexibility to if you're doing better, if you have a lot of free cash, you could reduce the loan a little bit quicker.
Right.
Like, for example, just set the payment a little bit higher,
right.
You know, to knock down the debt a little quicker. So there is flexibility within the program,
yep.
even with the penalty.
Well, we've been talking with Dylan Easterling, Vice President of Business Development at Byline Bank. We're going to take our last break right now, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to BizTalk to our final session. We are talking with Dylan Easterling, Vice President of Business Development at Byline Bank. And before we get back to Dylan, we just want to thank all of our sponsors for helping to bring this program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Byline Bank. Dylan is a representative with Byline Bank, so Dylan, thanks for your sponsorship for the BizTalk program. We also have a sponsor in the Tundraland, Brian Gottlieb and his crew at Tundraland. Thank you for your sponsorship. Candeo Creative in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Zach Pulowski, who built our website, biztalkwithscore.com, where we archive our radio programs. So if you'd like to listen to this show again, you can go to biztalkwithscore.com and all of the previous programs for about the last 5 years. Thank you, Zach, to you and your team. And finally, the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, you should be. For only $20 a year, the Business News will bring you critical information to help you grow your company and be successful in East Central Wisconsin. Dylan, we've been talking, had a great conversation this morning about SBA and borrowing money through an SBA program, the benefits. Tell us a little bit about how to prepare for that. How does a business owner prepare to come and see you and have a good shot at getting that loan?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing, you know, is centered around the numbers. I mean, it's absolutely critical that, you know, don't view the banker as an enemy. View him as a resource, a potential advisor. You know, understand your numbers. You know, don't take a question the wrong way with, you know, they may challenge you with things. But, yeah, don't take it the wrong way and just be prepared with that. The better you know the numbers, the more you lay your cards out on the table. You know, even be involved with highlighting some negatives. I mean, maybe there's something even with, you know, personal history, personal credit. The more it's really the job of the banker to kind of take all the information, you know, ask some pointed questions, digest that, formulate a presentation, and then work for you to get the loan approved. I mean, that's the whole dynamic. So I think sometimes people kind of look at the banker as the enemy, but the more upfront you are with them, you know, the more dialogue you have, even if it's challenging questions, it can really, you'll learn something and it can be beneficial.
You always learn something, and the business owner needs to remember that the business lender only makes money when they make good loans.
Correct.
And if you're approved, that means you've accomplished something.
Right.
And now you're a good borrower, and the business lender is in it to make loans. They want to make loans. So their motivation is to fund your deal.
Right. Another one of the key things, too, is you guys don't like surprises. So if you're going to come in with the details and don't try to hide anything.
Exactly. I mean, in this day and age, with all the resources available, internet, you know, credit checks, things like that, again, there really is no stone that's unturned. So, yeah, the more upfront, the worst thing you can do is you know, only gloss over the positives. And then as I look at it more, as I get it to underwriters, approval, people involved in the approval process, those things probably will get churned up, and it doesn't look good if things start to trickle out that are a little bit negative. So, again, that's why I just say, you know, be upfront. There's oftentimes deals where maybe someone has a, you know, something on their personal history. Maybe it was something they did back in college or, you know, something like that, that as long as they're upfront about it, explain it, address it, a lot of times we can get past it and you know, and just kind of put that to bed and focus on the positives.
Okay.
A number of years ago when I was a lender, I had a business come in. We did an SBA loan for him. We sent the personal history form in, which is a process for SBA. They just don't want to be funding someone who hasn't paid their debts to society. This particular party had been convicted of beating a police officer up at a bowling alley.
Okay.
And it came back. But he paid his dues, and he still got the loan.
Yep.
And so it's those open-ended things. The government does not want to be funding illicit activities. So that's why the SBA is always being thorough and not – they're turning over every stone, like you put it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we've gotten to the point in the show where we get to ask you for your biz tip, something to tell our listeners as far as things that they should be aware of, or a little gem of wisdom. So – Dylan, what do you have for a biz tip today?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I really would like to kind of continue on that same point, you know, with preparedness. Is, again, if you're looking at, you know, starting a business, you know, maybe a refinance, maybe acquisition, you know, start off with the guys from SCORE, formulate a business plan, get all your ducks in a row, and really be prepared to kind of go through the numbers in detail. That's a very critical thing. And again, use your banker as more of a resource, you know, mm-hmm. not necessarily something that you're going to take a challenge from them and, you know, kind of picture it as combative, you know, just use them as an advisor.
Yep. The business lender is a resource, like you say, Dylan. And there are some lenders out there who don't want to work that way, but the cream rises to the top. And I know that at SCORE, we like to work with those lenders who do offer some value to the business owner and help to educate them. Dylan, thanks for being our guest this morning. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Enjoyed it.
Next week, we're going to have Kim Hartoon and Lisa Germain on. They're going to be talking about their new business. They're Isagenics business owners. And we're going to find out all about starting up a business in that realm. Thanks for tuning in this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.